The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Business Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericabusiness.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Magnet Investing with Jordan Kimmel, the show that will take you through the ever-changing world of investing for a profit. Now, here's the host of Magnet Investing, Jordan Kimmel.
And good morning, everybody, and welcome back to Trust Across America with me, your host. We'll call it Magnet Investing. I'm getting my days confused here. It's Thursday. It's Magnet Investing. And, folks, what I have on my mind, I think, is trust in investing. And what we're hearing and what we're seeing right now is a dramatically interesting time in the market itself, where the market has more than doubled off the bottom and the individuals stick in the money market earning less than 1% interest rate, figuring out when is it safe, who can I trust, what can I do. So one of the things we're doing here at T3 Live right now is issuing a new newsletter. We're branding under the name GEMS. It's going to look familiar to you because we're looking for the companies that have the combination of value, growth, and momentum, the subject of my two books. And we're also just trying to also talk about the health of the market, making sure when there is thunder and lightning outside, no matter how good your golf game is, you probably belong at the lounge, you probably belong at a movie theater, you don't belong on a big, wide fairway with lightning going off. But the fact of the matter is, I've said over and over again, this is not only a healthy market, this is a great market. It's one of the most under-loved bull markets in history right now, and now we've seen eight of them, separate 5 to 7% pullbacks in the market since the bottom of in 09. Each one of them, people see ghosts, they see goblins, they see the sky falling, and each one of them has led to another recovery high. So where's this all going? Well, at the bottom of the hour, we're going to bring on Evan Lazarus, and Evan is the head of training and education here at T3 Live. The whole concept that you don't have to trade home alone is the key here. We're trying to share our very best ideas, not only, by the way, from Jordan and GEMS, but from the other traders who all have 5, 10, 15-year trading histories with the market, each one of them, by the way, taking their own unique approach. So over the last 6 years, I guess, I've talked at length on the Magnet Investing Show that there's so many ways to skin a cat in the market that I'm not going to ever tell you which is the best one. What I can tell you is you need to find some introspective, what works for you, and then create a plan and work that plan. Now, in the book Magnet Investing, I go with this at length, you cannot be a very, very patient momentum investor. That's for value, guys. You cannot be a hurry up and let's take profits if you're a value guy. That's doesn't really match your expertise. So here at T3, there is a guy who basically just trades the open and the close, pre-market and after-market, looking for inefficiencies. There's guys who basically scalp, who look for a certain pattern, take 50, 60, 80 cents on a couple thousand shares, and that's their day. That's the way they make a living. I myself have proven to myself I cannot do that. I need to find companies that I can believe in. I need to maybe add to them at certain periods. And what I can say, I'm thrilled. My accounts are having a fantastic year. I don't mean to brag, because I always say the more the market goes your way, the humbler you must become. I think what it is a combination of is getting punched in the face so many times, learning from my mistakes over time, and trying to put all the 25 years of experience and see if I could actually learn from what I'm doing here. So the what we've basically done recently, just on June 24th, we issued a newsletter coming right out of T3. What I'm doing in there is I'm actually pouring basically everything into that newsletter, sharing with you up front if and how healthy the market is, then going in and showing you the top-ranked magnet stocks, and we're calling them gems. So let me rephrase that. And then what we're doing is going in and creating a model portfolio. And by the way, everyone who knows me over time knows that some of the best ideas that my model finds are smaller companies under $1 billion, where the inefficiency is for the newsletter, for compliance, for what's called the prudent man or conservative investment. We're only showing companies that have a $1 billion market cap and trade 1 million shares a day. Personally, I think there's a lot under that radar that creates opportunities. And if you want a complimentary newsletter, I think we're going to show it free for 3 months before we charge. If you want to see what anybody is doing here, whether it's the newsletter, whether it's the trading accounts, you could actually call directly. The phone number, I'll get you a number here in a minute. What that's all about is calling over here at 646-845-4292. And you also might want to ask me for an article that was published under the Trust Across America headline, where we're going one step further. We're combining the fundamentals, the value growth and momentum that I've created through the magnet process, combining them with non or extra financials. And what does that mean? That means things like, how transparent are the earnings releases? What about corporate governance? And is the CEO voting on his own salary? Basically, what comes down to literally hundreds of metrics, which roll up into what we're calling the most trustworthy companies. And by the way, this list of companies, which we first released in November 1st of last year, is so far outpacing the market that most people have a hard time getting their handle on what we're doing with it. And it's purely quantitative. It is pulling five different factors of trustworthy business behavior. So if it sounds, you know, kind of exciting or fun for me, there's several things going on. It's the T3 active trading, and it's the Trust Across America slow trading, finding the most trustworthy companies and just basically sticking with them. So what I'm seeing here, what we talked about in the newsletter, let me come back to the market for a second. I talked about something in the newsletter called positive divergence, and I talked about a very steep yield curve. And the two translations are as follows. Positive divergence means when the market was pulling back for 7 consecutive weeks going into just a couple weeks ago, while the averages were coming down, the thing called the advanced decline line, meaning how many stocks were going up versus how many stocks were going down. That advanced decline line was relentlessly pushing forward, meaning the market was healthier than it appeared to most people. And I reminded them, don't get fooled, don't get shaken out into cash. Now we're already at recovery highs. I think the S&P is up nearly 7% for the year. Active funds, or from the good managers anyway, are outpacing that return. all while the individual investor who sits at 0.02% in the money market is trying to figure out how we could possibly save for college educations, for retirements, for vacations, for tickets to a Yankee game, for goodness sakes. What I'm sharing with you is that in the lending market, when they're paying you to borrow from you, if it's a good enough return, it's probably a pretty good idea. When they're giving you less than 1% return on your money and telling you, by the way, there is no inflation, it's a bad deal, folks. Don't take that deal. So if you can, think about owning something. If you can afford real estate, if you can afford income-producing real estate, if you could go store barrels of oil or bars of gold, all of those things probably work because you own something. To me, being a part owner in a company and finding out which companies, by the way, have the fastest growing revenue, the fastest growing cash flow, the fastest, you got the message. You know, you could get the newsletter, you could see exactly what I'm talking about. The point I'm trying to get at with you is that this is a blue sky out here. The world, I think, is way, way better than the newspapers are conveying. Every single time there's a hiccup, we hear about the sky falling. But you know what? I've walked around Wall Street for 25 years right now. I've seen a lot. I have yet to be hit by a piece of sky. And as long as you recognize that day is followed by night and night is followed by day, we cannot mathematically predict the market as well as they can predict sunrise and sunset. But I'll tell you, I've talked about the barometer. I've talked about the thermometer. When I know it's getting close to a certain temperature and the air conditioning is going to kick on, I'm going to actually bet the room gets a little cooler. When I see the room getting a certain level and I know the heater's going to kick on, I'll make that bet as well, too. So this is just experience. I remember when my kids were afraid of the dark. We're trying to teach investors not to be afraid of the dark, not to be afraid of uncertainty. And as soon as you recognize that you don't even ever know the future, that's actually empowering. It's not scary. It's a matter of putting probability on your side, removing your ego, and using diagnostics tools, whether it's the GEMS approach to identifying the fastest growing, best companies using the magnet methodology and combining it with a few other factors, or whether it's using the most trustworthy companies using the FACTS model found on trustacrossamerica.com. Either way, we got more to cover. We'll have Laz at the bottom of the hour talking about what's going on in T3. Stick with us for a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more Magnet Investing on Voice America. We'll be right back.
Stocks, bonds, investment opportunities, financial news, and talk. We can help. Call us now toll-free, 866-472-5790. 866-472-5790. Voice America Business Network.
Listen for Trust Across America every week on the Voice America Variety Channel. Tune in as host Jordan Kimmel is joined by national experts in the fields of accounting, finance, organizational behavior, and sustainability, as well as companies that are applying strategies that are enabling them to be recognized as doing the right thing by the American Trust Awards. Your host, Jordan Kimmel, is himself a trusted professional with years of experience in applying strategies and consulting with today's leading firms. Trust Across America is heard Wednesdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, on Voice America Variety. tired of the government squandering your tax dollars on bailouts and overpaid bureaucrats? On Free Markets with Dr. Mike Beitler, Mike Beitler and his guests explain why big government regulations are the problem and innovative businesses and free markets are the solution. Listen to Free Markets with Dr. Mike Beitler, Thursday mornings at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, 7 a.m. Pacific on the Voice America Business Network.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.
You're logged on to Magna Investing with Jordan Kimmel. If you would like to call in with a question or comment for Jordan or his guests, dial toll-free at 866-472-5790. Once again, that number is 866-472-5790. Let's get back to another segment of Magna Investing. Here's Jordan Kimmel.
To Magna Investing with me, your host, Jordan Kimmel. And for this segment, I'd like to talk about two things here, which is the changing of the guard, how long actually that takes also, and maybe my relentless focus on what is new, because I think that so much is caught up in the old, it's almost scary. So what are the scariest headlines we're hearing internationally? Let's not talk about our debt right now, because that's an old story which goes back to the founding fathers almost. And we could pull quotes from the 1700s and 1800s and 1900s about how we have too much debt to sustain this country. So I'm going to skip that. I'm going to go to an area that we're talking about now called the pigs. Portugal, Italy, Greece, and help me out, folks, I'm forgetting one, Spain. Okay, the pigs. So we remember the BRICS from a couple years ago, Brazil, Russia, India, China, where all the growth is taking place and basically is spreading all over the world. When I was a little kid, and I'm embarrassed of how old I am already, but when I was a little kid, Italy and France were actually considered superpowers in the international scheme of things. If you go back a little further in time, France was actually the most dominant country in the entire world, right? I'm not sure when Greece was, but Greece was at 1.2, as a matter of fact. And so the whole idea here is we are talking about now Greece and Portugal as being the dominoes that are going to set off a global financial contagion where the banks are going to go belly up. Well, folks, those countries are not nearly the size as many companies anymore. In fact, the 100 largest financial balance sheets and profit and loss and income groups, of the 100, 50 of them are now public companies. The world has indeed changed. And if I was looking for something that really is noteworthy, I'd be asking what's going on at the BRICS, what's going on in Singapore, what's going on in South Korea, what's going on in other areas of the world where growth is taking place and taking a much more meaningful part of the global economy. And by the way, I remind everybody that has forgotten or never bothered to do the math, the amount of people living in the United States, Americans, only represent somewhere in the area of 4% of the global population. So another striking example was just this last weekend. My kids wanted to go see Transformers 3, a little heavy for me, but I had some fun with it. The reality is they said that domestically the box office was a little disappointing, but globally the box office for Transformers was just outrageously higher than expected. It almost sounds like a little microcosm for the whole world, where the rest of the world is just spanking on fire and the U.S. is really kind of just the world's largest, the best educated, and so on and so on, but we just don't have the explosive growth anymore. If anyone wants to talk to me about why Portugal is going to put a spoke in the wheels of the world's economy, leave it for somebody else. I'm not even interested. And we've got good friends from Portugal, but Portugal does not in any way, shape, or form invest, have anything to do with my investment philosophy, my stock picks, or how I put my money to work. Now, the other thing I wanted to mention to you is when it turns to changing of the guard, it not only happens with companies and corporations and countries, it's sectors all the way around. And something I've mentioned on the show before, it's worth repeating, 30% of all workers in the United States are now working in industries that did not exist 30 years ago. It's hard to believe. Industries that didn't even exist previously. And you know what? I believe that's exactly what's going to happen again. What we're having is collaboration now across industries. And what's called biotechnology now is such a narrow description of what it's going to look like in 20 and 30 years from now. We won't even recognize it. I hope I'm around to see it. But I've talked often about the Investor's Business Daily, page 2, where there's a little thing called trends and innovations, and every single day there's 3 or 4 or 5 mini stories kind of helping you to see how fast the world is changing. So while some people want to talk about a company, and I can't think of it right now because my mind's not even on the underperformers, but companies maybe like Eastman Kodak, which cannot seem to find its way anymore, which was once a dominant company. Here are the headlines from today. South Korean schools to go completely digital by 2004, paving the way for complete adoption for e-readers and tablets, etc. How about this one? Intestines created in a lab. Research have now found a way to create human intestines. This is actually going to have an impact on a number of debilitating diseases, including stomach cancer. How about making lasers with new materials that make them cheaper, smaller, and more powerful? They're talking about how the dramatic increase basically in medical technology all completely changes. A robotic endoscope that removes tumors without requiring the stomach to be cut. And now nearly half of all new TVs shipped have internet connectivity. Folks, this is a world that's different than it was just a couple years ago. And you can sit and you can complain or you can kind of get with it. And if you want to have Johnny Unitas in your lineup, if you want to have Joe Namath in your lineup as your quarterback, or Kenny Stabler, Terry Bradshaw, I'm not even sure if you folks even know these names. They were all MVPs. They were all top of the line at their time, but their time has passed. There's a new day. There's a new sheriff in town, as they like to say. Whether it's Peyton Manning or Drew Brees, pick your call. Whether it's Aaron Rodgers, I think you get the message. The whole idea that I'm trying to share is that anyone who's caught up in yesterday has a hard time looking forward to tomorrow, because what this is all about, it's about changing dynamics not only in countries, companies, but sectors. And this is now, by the way, we have eclipsed all of the 08 highs in terms of global tonnage shipped, GDP. I'm not sure what metric you use. The only metric that hasn't been cleared yet is the Dow Jones 30. And by the way, on the Dow Jones 30, remember what I always tell you, they keep changing the names of the symbols. So this kind of buy and hold long-term stuff is literally for the birds. That doesn't mean you have to be an active trader. And when I say changing of the guards, France wasn't a superpower for 1 year. It was for hundreds of years. Spain, Britain, Greece, these were long periods of time, and public companies actually can be market leaders for 3, 4, 5 years at a time when you're lucky to identify them early. I'm not saying you need to find the new date every day or every hour. What I'm simply saying is don't think about your high school sweetheart when you're 50 years old. Everything has changed since then. Don't think of the movie stars of the 1920s. They're all dead. Okay, so the point is you have to look new. You have to be able to have a diagnostic tool. My tool can actually find either the fastest growing cash flow companies that trade at a discount. I don't know what sector they're going to be in next year. We'll find out next year. I know what it is now. If you want to see what it is, go to the T3Live.com website, ask for a copy of a complimentary newsletter I just created. And by the way, if I didn't mention it, that newsletter just came out June 24th. It's up in the neighborhood of 11% already versus some 6% for the S&P over that time frame. Every time, and I don't want to, you know, get full of myself here. This is not me anymore. This is a diagnostic tool that finds these companies. We are absolutely on center field, the middle of the track, and rolling. And if you're in the money market, you probably need to talk to other people and get a different way of doing things, because we're seeing advances in sectors. We're capturing all this. In fact, by the way, the guys at T3 are so much faster than me. They're trading the IPOs that I don't even know are out yet. My model doesn't really focus on IPOs. I've never seen a group that can rotate as fast, as quickly. It's different than what I do, and I don't know that it's better than what I do, but it's what they are successful at. So what I've said on Magnet Investing for now basically 6-7 years, if you're a value guy, stick with a value approach. If you're a momentum guy, find a momentum approach that works for you. If you like a little bit of it all, I blended value, growth, and momentum. It's the subject of both of my books. It's the subject of GEMS right now here at T3. And we've taken it one step further. We blended value, growth, and momentum fundamentals with even more important things about the most trustworthy companies. These are the bigger, more recognized companies, frankly, than GEMS, and they are outpacing the market just dramatically. So there's so many ways to cut this. The only way not to do it, folks, is to put your head in the sand and wait for the danger to pass, because when the sky is blue and everyone is optimistic, prices reflect that. That's when everything is already bid up high. That's when things are expensive. And that's when most people come out of the woodwork only to lose their money again and then swear the stock market off for the next cycle only to find themselves back in at another new high 3 to 5 years later. The segment I did this morning, and I'm cutting a segment basically almost every day at T3 Live, it's all about the question, are you letting your intelligence and your ego get in the way of making money? Because if you're really, really intelligent and you read a lot, you will find there's all kinds of debt problems, there's all kinds of international problems, religious jihadists, whatever you have that's on your mind, that actually keeps you from making money. Because what I'd like to do is, there's a restaurant across the street from T3 down in Lower Manhattan here where there's a line to get in every single day. If you happen to be a part owner of that restaurant, I think you can tune out all the nonsense that you hear. You can tune basically everything out. We've talked here forever and ever, it seems like, about a new company that has transformed the way people watch movies. Now, again, I'm not even mentioning any names. This show is not to hype an individual stock. It's not to give you the stock of the idea. You can go for other financial shows that do that. Magnet Investing is about empowering the individual to become the educated investor, to let them understand who they are, what works for them. And in every single decade, there are leaders in each sport. There are leaders in the market. You need to find a diagnostic tool that helps you identify them and then figure out how to have them in your portfolio. What I will tell you is that stock selection is part of it. The other part of it is portfolio management. And I think we're coming up on a break here. We're looking to bring on Evan Lazarus, who's the head of the business development, the training and education here at T3. We want to bring him on, see what's new over here at T3. We do need a quick break. We'll be back with Evan in just a minute after the quick break. We'll be right back with Magnet Investing. Stick with us.
The market's up or down, or if you're looking to improve your portfolio, our experts are ready to talk to you. Call now toll free 866-472-5790. That's 866-472-5790. Voice America Business Network.
Listen for Trust Across America every week on the Voice America Variety Channel. Tune in as host Jordan Kimmel is joined by national experts in the fields of accounting, finance, organizational behavior, and sustainability, as well as companies that are applying strategies that are enabling them to be recognized as doing the right thing by the American Trust Awards. Your host, Jordan Kimmel, is himself a trusted professional with years of experience in applying strategies and consulting with today's leading firms. Trust Across America is heard Wednesdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, on Voice America Variety. These days, everyone is looking for information on staying young, healthy, and fit. The Voice America Health and Wellness Network is here to help you on your quest to better health and a better you. We talk about everything from diet, fitness, and aging to substance abuse, personal growth, mental health, and much more. Learn from our experts who cover health and wellness from traditional and holistic perspectives. Tune in to the Voice America Health and Wellness Network. Healthy living starts here.
To perform at your maximum potential, you need to have all aspects of your life working properly. On Mind, Brain, and Body, Dr. Michael John Kell will bring you honest, open discussions concerning your physical, mental, and financial health. If you're ready to find purpose and meaning in your life, tune in to Mind, Brain, and Body every Friday at 8 a.m. Pacific. Mind, Brain, and Body on Voice America Health and Wellness. Radio dedicated to your health, wealth, wisdom, and purpose.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.
You're logged on to Magnet Investing with Jordan Kimmel. If you would like to call in with a question or comment for Jordan or his guest, dial toll-free at 866-472-5790. Once again, that number is 866-472-5790. Let's get back to another segment of Magnet Investing. Here's Jordan Kimmel.
And welcome back one more time. It's Jordan Kimmel here. We're joined right now by Evan Lazarus. They call him Laz here at T3. He is the Chief Knowledge Officer. And Laz, thanks so much for joining us again.
Thanks for having me, Jordan. I love talking to you.
All righty. Well, listen, we get to talk every once in a while on the ferry on the way back to New Jersey. But the thing, since I'm here, Laz, and you know, your book just came out, the new T3 book, The Modern Traders, and in there, you're profiled as the company's guru. But what amazes me, Laz, with your experience, with your success, the thing that I find more than anything else from you is how humble you are, how centered you are, and I think as the Chief Knowledge Officer, you're also the head of training here. We talk about at T3, you don't need to trade alone. I'd like you to talk about, you know, the evolution of how you help people, whether they're novice or even experienced traders, kind of come in here to T3, use all the different resources we have, and I know you even have more coming on the plate fairly soon.
Well, I appreciate the compliment about me being sort of centered and humble. I genuinely try and, you know, stay the course in that road. The market, it's a very, you know, trading in the market, especially active trading, day trading, swing trading, you know, shorter term pockets of movement which is really our niche and our specialty. And I know that you focus mostly on, longer term, which is why we have a good, collaboration here. You really need to have that balance. The trading in the market can be a very exciting, euphoric type of thing. And if you can't find that balance and control that impulse, it can lead to disaster. And I've seen it, I've seen that happen with many people many, many times. So I try and force myself to just sort of, be humble and not too excitable about what happens. But you mentioned some of the things, the book, The Modern Trader, which was just released. We're really excited. I'm not a self-promoter. I generally don't try and, pat myself on the back or even my partners. But, the Modern Trader book is really a story about, how we evolved over the last, 10, 15 years, trading the markets, what we've been through, both ups and downs, and how, it's really important as an entrepreneur, as a business person, regardless of what you, what enterprise you're in, you can't have any up unless you've been down. And it's really a story about, how we built a business and how I, personally, achieved my level of knowledge, for lack of a better word, about how to trade the markets, how to evaluate risk. And how I do it on a consistent basis, week in, week out, and that's really what the book focuses on. I think all the people that make up the T3 world, the T3 Live world, really come from different backgrounds, and we all bring different skill sets to the table. And my skill set is really more about my personality and the way I think than necessarily how great of a trader I am or I want to be. So I think it's an interesting story, especially if you come from a world of building a business, not necessarily just about, the market or stocks going up or stocks going down. I think it's really more about, thinking like an entrepreneur and how to, cultivate a good business mentality.
Right. And so, Laz, let me bring this out, too. On the show, we've talked a number of times that there's different styles of investing. And, what I think is pretty neat over here at T3 is that there are, in fact, several different shorter-term styles all at play, all available to be kind of seen and talked through on the virtual trading floor throughout the day. Maybe you want to talk about, not only the virtual trading floor that's available to subscribers, but also some of the in-depth trading, some of the times where you spend full days with both new investors and experienced investors, really taking them to another level.
Sure. Well, we created this platform within the website called the Virtual Trading Floor, and the goal of the VTF was really to sort of give a trader, someone at home, on their E-Trade account or Schwab account or something like that, the ability to get a glimpse into what happens really, on a trading floor. And the reality of the real time ebbs and flows of the stock market, what traders of various skill sets are doing, what stocks they're looking at, how they're positioning themselves, all real time. So you can get a glimpse into, again, that professional mindset. So you're not subject to retail media, and you're not chasing up moves and trying to chase down the down moves, and you're not subject to the whipsaws that potentially can occur if you're not tuned into what the more experienced guys are really looking at. And a lot of times, as Jordan, with trading, sometimes it's good to be against the herd. When everybody wants to do something and everybody wants to do the same thing, it's probably not the right thing to do. And I think that having the ability to access and listen to traders real time really gives people that edge that necessarily they would not have otherwise, because truthfully it doesn't really exist unless you're going to actually sit on a professional trading floor. And it is the best learning tool out there for those that are seeking the ability to learn how to trade or become a better trader or a more versatile or skilled trader, and to be more active managing their capital. It is, I think, one of the premier learning tools out there, because everything about it is real. The traders are real. The positions are real. The language is real. It's raw. It's unedited. And it is all real time. You see the good, the bad, the ugly, and truthfully, there's a lot to be taken from it over if you spend a good amount of time there on a day-to-day basis, you generally will never leave. The people on the virtual trading floor that listen and communicate with us and talk amongst each other, they generally are there every single day of the week, every month, and so on and so forth.
Right. And so what I found, Evan, which is so important, I said in the beginning, but I think that being humble, being centered is the key. And, one of the things I've heard from you and even the most experienced, all the successful guys here, is that they're still trying to improve their skills. They're still trying to collaborate with each other, share ideas, figure out why they got into too late, out too soon, whatever it is, just like a professional team that studies the tape together after a game, this is a very cohesive group that is not competing with each other, just trying to help each other get better. And so I know that it's in the middle of the trading day right now. You've got some things doing. We got a minute or so left in the segment. Maybe you want to share, Laz, how people can come to T3Live.com, what they could maybe sign up for as a trial, and what they could do as the next step once they see what they like.
Well, depending on where you're at, it's very accessible for pretty much anybody with a computer and an internet. It's T3Live.com, and you can take a two-week trial and get a feel for the virtual trading floor and some of the, other products that we offer, like our new mentorship program, where you can actually train with us in a more comprehensive, formal educational type of study program, where we teach, real strategies of which we look for and a very technically inclined, style of trade. We teach people how to evaluate risk, whether you are a short-term active trader or somebody managing money on a longer term, the concepts still apply. So I would suggest, spending some time on the website, clicking through on some of the, products and features that we offer, spending some time listening to, our real-time analysis, listening to the personalities, watching the, the morning videos and how we evaluate opportunity and where we think opportunity exists and where sometimes, where it's best to be in cash and not chase, not chase the market or not chase stocks. So I think it's really a good, healthy look from an insider's perspective that you don't necessarily, like I said, you wouldn't get maybe elsewhere from conventional media, the Wall Street Journal or CNBC or something like that.
Laz, totally agree. Listen, it's great to be part of the team. It's Evan Lazarus. They call him Laz. They call him the chief financial officer. I call him a friend and an excellent, excellent market technician. Laz, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, George.
All righty. And, folks, we do need a quick break. That music in our ear says it's break time. We'll be back to wrap up in just a couple minutes. It's Jordan Kimmel. We'll be right back on Voice America Business in just a minute.
Whether the market's up or down, or if you're looking to improve your portfolio, our experts are ready to talk to you. Call now, toll free, 866-472-5790. That's 866-472-5790. Voice America Business Network.
Listen for Trust Across America every week on the Voice America Variety Channel. Tune in as host Jordan Kimmel is joined by national experts in the fields of accounting, finance, organizational behavior, and sustainability, as well as companies that are applying strategies that are enabling them to be recognized as doing the right thing by the American Trust Awards. Your host, Jordan Kimmel, is himself a trusted professional with years of experience in applying strategies and consulting with today's leading firms. Trust Across America is heard Wednesdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, on Voice America Variety.
Are you ready to grow your business? Listen for the Independent Business Owner Show with your coach, Rick Corrado. This entertaining talk radio program will bring you the tools to help increase your business. You'll learn sales success, time management, lead generation, business development, life balance, and much more. Rick Corrado is here to help you take your business to the next level. Listen for the Independent Business Owner Show, heard live every Monday morning at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 8 a.m. Pacific on the Voice America Business Network. Frankly Speaking About Cancer is a program designed to empower survivors and their caregivers to deal with the social and emotional challenges of cancer. Drawing on resources from wellness communities throughout America and abroad, the show will invite physicians, researchers, nurses, social workers, patients, and caregivers to share their advice on how to live a better life with cancer. Join host Kim Tibaldo, President and CEO of the Wellness Community, Tuesday afternoons at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Network. From the boardroom to you, Voice America Business Network.
You're logged on to Magna Investing with Jordan Kimmel. If you would like to call in with a question or comment for Jordan or his guest, dial toll-free at 866-472-5790. Once again, that number is 866-472-5790. Let's get back to another segment of Magna Investing. Here's Jordan Kimmel.
And welcome back one more time. It's Jordan Kimmel here at Magna Investing over to T3 Live Studio. And let me share with you, my office here overlooks the Statue of Liberty in Lower Manhattan. If you are ever in New York City and want to come by for a tour, this is a 10,000-square-foot trading room with this beautiful view and some of the smartest guys that I know trading in the shorter term here. So T3 Live Studios, come on up for a visit. It's a beautiful facility, and we'd love to give you a tour of the location. And so we had Laz on just a minute ago. Laz has been here as one of the founding partners. And again, you know, what we shared, what I try to bring out in that brief discussion is, here's a guy, and basically everyone in here, there are no salaries for any of the partners. All of the income comes from actual real money at risk, trading the market. And a lot of these guys, by the way, go home owning no stock. They really do take a short-term approach to the market. There's one expression here is, we sell excitement, we don't buy it. And so what Laz, you know, was talking about, you know, during the break with me is, we've had this great run in the market. It came from this oversold position. A lot of the guys here are going to position themselves to be short the market going into tomorrow's labor number, basically not because they expect it to be bad, not because they expect any evil, but what they basically say is, you know, you buy the rumor, you sell the news. All these trading expressions that they love to kind of work with. I myself do not trade as actively as the group here. And like we said, what we realize is most of the country is not able, they're not in a position to be in front of a computer and actually taking trend ideas for a couple hours or a day's time. Most people are at work, their money's in a 401k, they're owning individual stocks, they're investors more than traders, and they brought me in because I'm the old guy here now. I have a lot of experience on Wall Street, 25 years of working with some of the absolute greatest investors, traders, newsletter writers, and authors to walk the earth. That was my whole premise when I got started years and years ago, to try to actually find the edge. I said, if there's truly a bell curve and nearly every company is simply average, why wouldn't I spend all of my time trying to look for that tip of the bell curve? That group that's all the way over at the far right of the bell curve, that have the fastest growing revenues, the fastest growing margins, the fastest growing cash flow, the best valuation, the best charts, the least debt, the most insider ownership, and the list actually goes on and on. And when you say, well, Jordan, there's so few of those companies, that's the whole point. That's where I want to have my money invested. I want to ignore all of the second place, third place, last place players in every sector, industry, and market cap, and only focus on whether it's the Heisman trophies, on whether it's the leaders of the leaders, and there's literally nothing else that even interest me in one way or the other when it comes to the market. I'm literally only interested in market leaders. And at the second step, this concept of the most trustworthy companies is so deeply ingrained to me. I was thinking, while it shouldn't be all about me, I want to write this book. I want to write a book, I Was There When. Folks, I was there at the mayor's office in New York City when one of the biggest scandals of the last century took place in their parking violations bureau. I was actually put on a team to try to put in a management information system that was blocked by the very guys who ended up going to jail because they were grafting money. I was there at brokerage firms when they were absolutely lost track of what the most important thing was, which was basically their clients, and had to leave the firm because they began putting their interest ahead of others. I was there on the trading floor a couple years ago when Congress passed, voted down a compromise. We saw 700 Dow points go off in about a half of an hour. I was there in all these periods of time, and it really leads me to believe that the public is so scorned, the public is so disappointed by the WorldComs, by the Martha Stewarts, by the Enrons, by all of these people they held up to be heroes, only to be disappointed, only to say, well, the only thing I could trust now is the money market because I'm afraid of a bond, I'm afraid of a stock. And basically what you have to know is the only time you can really make some real money is to buy when there's intense fear and to sell when there's intense greed. And if there's a way you can do that, it's controlling your emotions. It's a matter of slowing down time to where you could actually see that pitch, and you're actually willing to go contra to the general public. Because basically, think for a minute about reverse commuting. Where would you rather be, sitting in traffic or flying down the highway looking at the traffic on the other side of the road? Most people in America can't afford to make the right amount of donations to hospitals and schools that they'd like to. The only way to do that, and I remember over and over at the bond firm that I started with, the expression was you cannot build the hospital wing clipping coupons off your old muni bonds. All fixed income will lose to inflation, taxes over time, all of it. And I don't mean to be that black and white, but I'll say, in my opinion, fixed income always loses to inflation. If you want to really get somewhere, and I'm not talking about dying with the most amount of money. I'm talking about giving away the most amount of money, living a balanced life so you don't have to wake up and slave when you're 50, 60, 70 years old. It all comes from ownership. And then you have to figure out, well, if I'm going to own something, what am I going to own? And that's where GEMS comes in. That's where FACTS comes in. That's where a disciplined, unemotional, diagnostic methodology of getting on the right side of the market's in. Folks, if we haven't spoken directly yet, my direct number is 464-845-4292. It's Jay Kimmel at T3 Live. Go over to trustacrossamerica.com. Go to T3Live.com, and for goodness sakes, enjoy the summer. It's beautiful out there here in New York, New Jersey. I'm going to get some sun later today. It's great to be on Voice America Business. Have a great week, and we'll see you right here next week. Have a great day.
The Voice America Business Channel would like to thank you for logging on to Magna Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Tune in each and every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern Time for another exciting hour of Magna Investing. Right here on the Bottom Line of Business Talk, the Voice America Business Channel.